Sliders are everywhere on modern websites, price filters, time ranges, or volume controls. But while they look simple to users, automating them in Selenium can be tricky. Many sliders rely on custom JavaScript, dynamic DOM updates, or complex event handling that standard Selenium actions can't handle. In this guide, we learn two main approaches. First, the Actions class, where you simulate drag and drop or move by offset commands. This works for basic sliders but often fails on sites like Amazon, where simply dragging doesn't update the filter. That's where the JavaScript executor shines. It lets you directly set slider values and fire the correct browser events, like input and change, so the page reacts just like a real user interaction. The blog also highlights common pitfalls, such as hard-coding offsets, failing to wait for the slider to be visible, or ignoring how pixel movement maps to values. And it shares best practices. First, identify if the slider is native or custom. Second, test manual changes in the browser console. Third, use explicit waits. And finally, always trigger the right events for reliable automation. In short, Selenium slider automation isn't one size fits all. Use actions for simple cases, JavaScript for complex ones, and follow best practices to ensure scripts remain robust, maintainable, and mirror real user behavior.